Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You're listening to 90.7 WVU-AFM, the Capstone, in the Wednesday edition of the Student Section. I'm your host, Andy Bass, and alongside my co-host, Jeremiah Johnson and Michael Weldon.
As always.
We were just talking some... Oh, as always.
We're not lovely this time?
No, you were lovely last segment, okay. but then you got me fired up. And now you're just my co-host. But now we were talking some college football. Now we're going to move into college basketball. And one of the biggest stories that's come out lately is Doug McDermott. Now, guys, everyone has known about this guy for a while. He's a senior now, over at Creighton, playing for the Creighton Blue Jays. Only about a year older than us. So think about that when you think about what he's doing with his life.
A year older than us. He's probably my
age. He's a year older than me, excuse me. And he's putting up 26 points a game. 7 rebounds. I mean, this kid, he's the leading scorer in college basketball. He just recently passed Larry Bird for 11th on the all-time scorings list, and he's doing incredible things.
Also, I'm not sure if you guys have heard, but he's tied in my book, or probably taking the number one spot for all-time nicknames in college basketball. His nickname, as reported, I think, 2 days ago, is, I swear, Dougie McBuckets.
That is the best nickname ever.
I've heard that.
It's like Pistol Pete and Dougie McBuckets. Those are right there 1-2, baby. I love that. But, I mean, he is insane. He averages about 33 minutes a game. Like, he rarely sits on the bench. And now... he's gotten Creighton up to number 11 in these rankings, and they are playing some great basketball right now.
He's got them up to number 11. Yeah, I think they're 21-4. And when you
were talking about them earlier, right. Jeremiah, I mean, you let us know, and I didn't believe you, but...
I mean, they've taken down top 10 team twice in Villanova, just, you know, absolutely obliterated them.
Which now... you got to look at that. It's, at a certain point, that's Villanova, because right. They lost by 28 and 21.
And barely beat a Providence team last night or the other night in double overtime.
By the way, McDermott scored 39 in the game against Villanova. Golly.
I mean, when you look at this game, his offensive repertoire, there's nothing. Besides Jabari Parker, I mean, he has it all offensively. And he's the best offensive player in the country. You can, him or Jabari Parker, you can make a case for that. But, you know, when you look at it from all standpoints, he... you know, he can drive it, he can shoot it, he can pull up, he can back you down.
Break
he can
it whenever you're
with the
ready.
Left hand or right hand.
And by the way, this just in, we just got an update on this, guys. Alabama forward Nick Jacobs is going to take an indefinite leave of absence from the team, effective immediately. So that just to throw that into our basketball conversation.
Wow.
So he will not be there for the game tomorrow as Alabama plays, I believe it is Missouri.
Texas A&M.
That game is at Texas A&M.
You said indefinitely?
He is taking an indefinite absence from the team. So I hope everything's going good for Nick Jacobs. I hope whatever's going on with him, it will all be all right in the end. But as we were saying about Creighton, again, this team, and it opens up into a bigger discussion. You know, this year there are a ton of non-major teams in the top 25 rankings. You know, you look at it: Wichita State, San Diego State, Villanova, St. Louis, Creighton. You know, these teams are throughout the top 25. Gonzaga is still at 25. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Stephen F. Austin is receiving votes. SMU is right around the top 25. You know, there are so many teams that you're not used to hearing. And do you think that these teams in general, first of all, do you think that they even belong to be in this conversation?
I think they do. I think this year is actually like the most even year I've ever seen college basketball. Everyone seems to be doing well, at least in the top 25. And it's just like, it's shown that like you can just find talent wherever. And as long as you have a decent coach, you're going to win.
Right. And, you know, look at Butler a couple years ago. Yeah. Two national titles or title games in a row. They didn't win either one of them, but they're in both of those games. Brad Stevens as the head coach, you know, Gordon Hayward and those guys. And you look at teams like SMU, who, you know, they were recently in the top 25. They just lost, so they dropped out. But they have Larry Brown as their head coach. Larry Brown. You know, that's going to garner some attention.
People know that name. He wins where he goes.
He wins wherever he goes, whether it's Kansas, Detroit, Pistons, you know, wherever. But he's going to, you know, when you have good coaches, it really doesn't matter where you are. they're going to bring the players.
Still couldn't win with the 76ers. I'll make that a note, by the way. Larry Brown, even Larry Brown couldn't fix the 76ers.
With the stubborn AI, though.
Oh, that's
with the stubborn AI.
But, you know, Michael, what do you... I don't know. I can't take them seriously. Is this the year where a non-major team makes a serious run
for
the national title? Because, you know, we talked about the Butler years with Ronald Norwood.
I mean, that wasn't too long ago.
That wasn't too long ago. Right. But then again, I think everyone was fairly confident in the team they were playing against in the national championship game. I was a personal fan of one of their point guard, Ronald Norwood. He actually went to my high school. I knew him, so I was cheering for them, you know, trying to cheer them on. But at the same time, I realized, I know one of the games was against Duke, and I was like, Duke is going to just run the floor with these guys. I mean, I viewed them in a completely different class.
I still don't think any of them are gonna win the entire thing. Like, that's still Syracuse, Florida, Arizona, Duke are still just ridiculously good. So I don't think they're going to beat a major conference team to win it all. But I still think it's possible someone makes a big run.
Yeah, I think it is too. I mean, you mentioned, you know, some of the best teams, Syracuse, Florida. You know, those guys have some experience and are really good. But when you look at teams like, you know, Kentucky or Kansas, and then you look at some mid-major teams who have a lot of seniority on the team, you know, those guys have been there. They have camaraderie and they're cohesive. You know, in the tournament, you might pick that mid-major team over a young Kentucky team who doesn't have it all together because, you know, when it gets to tournament time, it's about experience, it's about guard play, it's about good coaching.
I would love to see Julius Randle guard Doug McDermott, by the way. Really? That would be awesome. I think that would be so cool to watch.
You think he can guard him on the perimeter?
On the perimeter, not as much. Now, down low, anywhere inside the three-point line, it's over.
He's crafty. Dude, Doug McDermott is really crafty down there. He might hit him with a pump fake or a step through or something. He might get by. But, yeah, I wouldn't bet against Randle in the post. He's
then,
a beast.
But then another interesting thing to look at as we look at college basketball, Kansas.
Yeah.
Now, this is a team, you know, that we've talked about them before. Obviously, they're talented. You know, Andrew Wiggins, Perry Ellis, Joel Embiid. Obviously, they're a good team. No one's saying that that's not true. But in their last game, struggle against a below-average Texas Tech team. And now, on the season, they still don't have 20 wins. They just got their 20th win over Texas Tech, excuse me. Now they're 20-6, about to play Texas, who came off a big loss last night. But, you know, I'm struggling to believe in Kansas. You know, with they play so inconsistently. They have loss at Kansas State, the earlier loss at Texas. They even lost to San Diego State at home. You know, I don't know what to think about these guys right now.
I honestly don't either. I still think they're gonna make a big push in the tournament. But this team is fairly they're still a young team. Like, let's not lie. Andrew Wiggins is an 18-year-old kid. He's trying to carry a team, and he's doing his best job. I mean, 16 points a game is fantastic for a freshman. It's great.
And I think he needs to come back for a second year.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I think we can all agree on that. Maybe Jeremiah? Well,
here's the deal. I want all of this team to come back next year.
Oh, if they come back next year...
I think Perry Ellis is a senior, but I think he's the only one.
Yeah,
he might be a junior.
He's a sophomore, excuse me. Him and Embiid come back next year, that team is stacked.
Oh, man. If Wiggins, Ellis, and Embiid all come back, watch out.
Yeah.
Because this is, I mean, it's a good Kansas team right now. I don't agree with them being the number 8 team in the country, but I think they're very good. Now, Jeremiah, do you think that Wiggins is ready to go?
I would see him... He might be ready to go, but in his head he might be. But he would definitely benefit from a team aspect and personally by going back next year.
Yeah, I think physically, technically, he's capable of playing in the NBA.
Yeah. But it's going to be hard for him to change.
He needs to work on just how he plays.
Yeah,
I mean, his mindset. Yeah, his confidence.
I think that's valid. I don't know, but as of right now, I'm very underimpressed with Kansas. Honestly, if we had to pick a team that I'm just very impressed with, especially considering the way they started the season, I'd have to pick Duke or Florida. I mean, Florida, of course, still on their winning streak.
I don't know how that's happening.
Duke's
still.
Only loss came to Syracuse, and as of late, I mean, they lost to Clemson. That was a weird game. Notre Dame, another weird game. Lost to Arizona and lost to Kansas way early in the season. And they've also now, their next game actually is coming up against North Carolina. Excuse me. That game, the one that was postponed. That one's tomorrow. Yeah. They're making that up. But I don't know. I think, you know, I'm looking at Duke right now. I'm saying Duke is a number one seed in my eyes. I think they've proven it to me. And, yeah, I would push Duke into the one seed and push Wichita State out, honestly, at this point in the season.
Well, so, I mean, if you look at Duke's schedule, they have to play North Carolina, Syracuse, Virginia Tech, Wake Forest, North Carolina again. And we've all talked about how Syracuse needs to hurry up and lose a game so that they don't slip up in the tournament.
You know, I think Duke could be the game.
Duke could straight win out.
I think if Duke wins that game, that locks it up. I think that locks up their number one seed. And I think Syracuse, they're still a number one seed.
Syracuse is going to be the number one seed in my mind.
Yeah, the game tomorrow against North Carolina is going to be a pretty tough game. Is it at North Carolina?
It's at Chapel Hill.
Okay, that's going to be a really tough game. And North Carolina, they're hot right now. They've won six in a row.
Roy Williams just got his 300th win of his North Carolina career, too.
Right. You know, it's been an up and down season, but now it's looking up. They've won six in a row. Marcus Page and James McAdoo, they're playing really well, and he's got that team revved up, so they're going to be ready to play. But if Duke, if they win this game tomorrow, they're sitting pretty.
Oh, yeah. I think that'll be. You know, obviously the game against Syracuse Saturday, if they win that game, lock it up as a number one seed. If they lose, I'd give it to Wichita State because there's no one else to really give it to at that point. I mean, unless you want to give it to, like, San Diego State, which if San Diego State gets a one seed.
Well, they just lost to Wyoming.
San Diego State got a one seed, if they get a two seed, I would die, too. I mean, they've got to drop a little bit. But, I think this has been a very entertaining college basketball season so far.
Definitely.
And I think Syracuse, they do. They need to drop that game.
Yeah.
To Duke, that would help. But we're going to take a quick break here on 90.7 WVOA FM, the Capstone. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Student Section.